Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a recent keynote from one of Bitcoin's most prominent evangelists, Michael Saylor, the executive chairman of MicroStrategy. He delivered a talk titled Bitcoin plus digital credit equals the future of money. And let me tell you, it was packed with big ideas.
It was a fantastic window into how he views not just Bitcoin, but the entire global financial system. Saylor's main argument is that Bitcoin is finally emerging as digital capital, which acts as a foundational, appreciating asset that can power a whole new layer of digital credit.
Okay, segment one was all about the institutional flip.
Yes, what struck me most was his take on the political and financial shift toward Bitcoin. He described it as a sea change, noting that where just a year ago there was hostility, now major players are on board.
Exactly. He cited an unprecedented support from U.S. political leaders and, crucially, a complete flip in attitude from the global banking establishment. Think about it. Banks like J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo have moved from skeptical or hostile to now embracing it for custody and lending. And of course, the launch of Bitcoin ETFs, like BlackRock's IBIT, which he called the most successful ETF in the history of the world, proves Wall Street has fully accepted Bitcoin as collateral and capital.
It's positioning Bitcoin as the economic, ethical, and technical foundation of this entire market, highlighting its power, more energy than the U.S. Navy, and more computer power than Google and Microsoft combined.
Wow, those are big numbers. Next up, we have segment two, Saylor's Treasury Strategy.
Right. So once you have this ultra-powerful, appreciating digital capital, the next step is using it. That's where MicroStrategy comes in as the first digital treasury company. Their core mission is to convert the high-performance, volatile asset, Bitcoin, into a steady, useful, high-yield product, digital credit.
It's all about math. He showed a chart contrasting conventional finance, which typically returns about 3% a year, with capitalizing on Bitcoin, which returns 47%. Saylor argues that companies that rely on conventional markets are destroying shareholder value, while those capitalize on Bitcoin are creating it.
It's a bold strategy. He says they've amassed over 650,000 Bitcoin, making them one of the largest treasuries in the S&P 500. And their model's simple. Raise capital at a low cost, like 6 to 14%, and use it to buy an asset appreciating at 47%.
Simple but effective, when you know how. Next is segment three, the digital credit revolution.
This leads to the real innovation, the creation of digital credit. Saylor points out that while Bitcoin is capital, the world actually runs on credit. They aim to transform that volatile capital into a stable credit-like instrument, like an annuity that pays immediate gratification.
The instruments they created are what Saylor calls digital securities. The most advanced example is a product called Stretch, or STRC, which they developed to be a high-yield bank account that pays a monthly dividend and holds its principal value around $100.
And here's the incredible part of that whole section. Saylor said he designed the instrument with AI because lawyers and bankers told him a variable rate preferred equity had never been done before. But with the help of digital intelligence and digital capital, they made it work.
And it paid off. He showed that in a recent four-month bear market, if you bought Bitcoin, you would have lost money. But if you bought Stretch, you would have made a gain and collected dividends, proving that credit investors outperform the capital investors in the short term.
Okay, last up, we have segment four, a better way to invest.
The last big punch was the discussion of tax benefits. Because of their treasury model, the dividends they pay are often considered a return of capital, making them tax deferred. He showed how this translates to effective yields of up to 17% in the US and up to 27% in some parts of Europe, which he says is 4x better than money markets and 20x better than conventional bank accounts.
It's a completely new business model, a digital credit factory that is the most efficient, scalable fixed income generator in the world. Saylor's final message to investors was clear. Digital transformation is upon us. If you can't stomach the volatility of Bitcoin, the capital, there is a simple answer. Buy the credit. If you're a builder, you should create the credit.
A powerful vision for the digital economy's future. As ever, you can learn more inside the DBM.academy and can fast track with the DBM Wealth Builder Series. Book your seat today. See the show notes.